and we're kicking off the home stretch of season two by delving into home bias. Basically, you prefer things that are closer to home.
We found around 55 to 60% of assets actually sitting locally, which is concerning.
You might not think that it's such a big deal to only invest in local shares and companies, but it can be problematic.
There was this really fascinating trend or disconnect between where South Africans want to live compared to where they want to invest their money.
What's important to know is that home bias can have a significant impact on our financial decision making, potentially limiting our returns and increasing risk. I think the important lesson there is that you need to have assets that earn a return in your home country or where you're living and where you're retiring.
To wrap up, when thinking about onshore, offshore, it's always important to do a good stand back test. Where am I living? Where am I working? And where's my money going accordingly?